I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. A drone fired from Yemen struck the southern Israeli city of Eilat today. Medics say at least 22 people wounded. While in Gaza, local hospitals say at least 19 Palestinians killed by Israeli fire. And Charles Deledesma has an update on Iran.
According to satellite images analyzed by the AP, Tehran has begun rebuilding missile sites targeted by Israel during its 12-day war in June. But experts say a key component is likely still missing, the large mixers needed to produce solid fuel for the weapons. Reconstituting the missile program is crucial for the Islamic Republic. Tehran believes another round of war with Israel may happen. The missiles are one of Iran's few military deterrents after the war decimated its air defense systems. Experts say obtaining the mixers is a goal for Tehran, particularly as it prepares for possible UN sanctions to be reimposed on the country later this month. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And I'm Ben Thomas.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.